Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump, and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom. And look, you changed it up.
I did.
I was like, what?
Yeah, so thanks for joining us here for another By the By.
Yeah. Welcome. And hello. Sorry, I was just getting ready to start podcasting, and our podcasting thread online has started blowing up. And I was like, wait, what? So, yeah. Just our kick
any
group.
Questions or topics that we should address?
A lot of
chatter.
Just a lot of nice chatter. It's,
okay,
it's,
well, yeah.
Look, people are being friendly and lovely.
Yay!
And our group now has 15 people in it.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Cool. All right. Sorry. Focus. Hey, and if you want to talk to us on the podcast group, we are. Confused. So yeah, I'll have to share it on Facebook and Twitter again, so everybody can find us, chat with us.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, but I digress. Well, hello. Let me put you on.
And shall we tell everyone what's coming up in November?
Holy smokes, we shall.
It's because it's not far away.
It's just going to fly by.
I know.
So we're at about 2 months away from our next pendulum party.
Yep.
Once again, we're hosting another pendulum party at our secret spot.
In
OSS.
Sydney. Yeah.
Yep, here in Sydney. It is going to be on November 24th.
Yes, November 24th. Cool. It's a Friday night again.
Yep. So I think it's it's not going to be the last Friday in November. It's the second to last Friday in November. Yep. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
I know. I'm so excited.
The last two have been great. They all have.
It's just, everyone has been a little bit different.
That's
for
right.
Us.
This will be the fourth one.
Yeah.
Won't it? Oh, geez.
I know. It's so exciting.
Mind blown. The last three have been great.
Yeah. So if you want to...
The last two I've actually been relaxed at.
I know. It's great. Even better. But yeah, so if you want to come out and meet other people who are either bisexual, curious, experimental, just want to explore, see what goes on, come out and join us. It's a nice, relaxed time. There's no pressure to do anything. You just, sit back and watch.
Sit back and chill and talk if you wish and nothing more.
If you want to participate, then by all means.
If you want to play the voyeur and just watch, we're all happy for that as well.
We'll have the glory hole up again.
Yeah. Good times. I'm excited. This is going to be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else do we have coming up? We have coming up in the next couple of weeks, we are going to Passion in Paradise.
Yes.
Up in the northeast side of Australia.
Up in Queensland.
Queensland area. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Resort, big swinger vacation that we've ever done. So we've done quite a few little mini swingcations with one or two couples, but this will be the first where it's a bunch of people that we potentially don't know.
Yeah.
Although we figured it out the other night that we know six couples.
Right.
They're going to be going to this out of 20-something.
I was going to say, there's 29 or something, aren't there, or something like that?
So we'll know a third of the people, and I'm sure we'll know a few people. And I know that there's a couple of our podcast listeners who are going
to
be there. Mm-hmm. So really,
ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, one of the couples that follows us on Twitter and listens to the podcast from Perth are going to be out there. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. It's always fun to meet people and chit-chat and talk. And, good times.
I really look forward to that because it's a different kind of vacation for us, because we tend to have more active vacations unless it's a cruise. And so going up to a resort where I'm going to say there's not a lot of activities to do, but they're all sexual activities, which is, you know, kind of our favorite kind, really, if you come down to it.
The best kind of activities.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to it and see how it goes and what we think.
I'm looking forward to see how it goes as well, because one of us enjoys turning our brain off, laying down and doing absolutely nothing for days on end. Mm-hmm. And the other one of us has trouble sitting down for longer than 15 minutes to even watch a movie. Do you know which one is which?
I am not really sure.
Yeah.
We might need to dissect this.
I don't think we should. Sleep is my middle name. Rest and relaxation is my first and last name. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sort of worried about you and, you know, your antsiness, but we'll see. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
We'll wear you out the week before.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what's coming up with us. And in a just a shock and get our podcast listeners appalled, we're not drinking alcohol right now.
No, we aren't.
it's 7:45. You've got a tea. I've got
7:45 p.m. That is.
Yeah, I should. That's a good point. 7:45 p.m. Because if it was 7:45 a.m., of course we would have alcohol. But you've got tea and I've got coffee. Mm-hmm. So this could be a completely, this could be the worst podcast ever.
It could be. Or it could be the best. I don't know.
We won't be slurring our speech at the end, which people will be like, what the hell?
Yeah. Who are these people?
Yeah. So what are we talking about tonight?
We're going to go through just some of the things that we've had going on over the past few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Sort of like a rehash and catch up.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Because there have been some, from my perspective anyway, some interesting things and some things that were not necessarily like shocking or whatever, but just not exactly what I expected. So I think it'll be good to just kind of go through and share some of that.
Cool. Yeah. And plus there was a 2-week period where you were traveling overseas and I was home alone. and that was interesting and exciting and not exactly what I expected either. So yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with that then.
Oh, for sure. Fine. Fine.
Do you want to go through your side of it?
Yeah, sure. We can go through my side of it. So, you left. It's kind of funny because we'd actually had a couple spend the night.
Yeah.
The night before you left. So we had play friends actually come down and stay with us. And at some point we're going to have to come up with a name for this couple because
we really like them.
And we kind of want to keep them around. So I figured we should name them.
Okay.
But anyway, until then, they came and spent the night with us and had a lot of fun. They're a lovely couple, and we all played. And then the next morning, I had a dress rehearsal for a performance that I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And then you left Sunday midday. And so I was all by myself. And honestly, it's kind of funny because talking to, you know, our more vanilla friends, both of them, and even some of our non-vanilla friends, you know, it's kind of like, oh my God, you've got, you know, you're free. There's no leash, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she already doesn't care what you do, so you're going to go wild. And I was like, originally, the week before, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go wild. She's going to be gone. And like every night, there's going to be a revolving door. And I was like, once it started going on, the first night I sat down in front of the television, I was like, oh my God, I can watch whatever I want and not feel really guilty. Not that I feel guilty anyway, but it's like I sometimes think on our 9th to 15th watch through of Archer that maybe you'd like to watch something different. And then I think, I don't care. I don't think like that. But, you know, oftentimes we just continue watching the same things. And recently it's been a lot of Archer and a lot of Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I ended up watching TV all night Sunday night. It was great. Like, just stupid stuff that I knew you would have no interest in at all. So if you take the entire 2 weeks, it was a kind of a rinse and repeat of that. there was only a couple of highlights of, like, play friends, you know, that I did. So The first really interesting non-TV, non-pizza night was the first Thursday you were gone was also the first Thursday that Our Secret Spot was open.
Yeah, I was sad I missed that.
For their Thursday nights.
Yeah.
And so I went there and the ended up being three of us hanging out there because it was pretty quiet. It was ended up, it was an unfortunate situation where a couple would come and they'd go, ooh, how many people are there? And they'd be like, oh, well, you're the first. And they were like, all right, well, we'll be right back. And like not 5 minutes later, somebody would come up and go, oh, how many people are there? And I think that we had about five couples, all of them within, I don't know, 5 to 7 minutes of each other would ring the bell and say, oh, how many couples are there? And they'd be like, well, none, but like there would have been five couples.
Somebody has to be the first.
Yeah.
And so someone has to be the first one in the door.
Nobody
to say
wanted
that,
to, and nobody wanted to. So it was kind of a bummer the first night. I think in the end there was maybe three couples that came in, but I think there was probably a potential of eight.
So if all five had stayed, then you would have had eight.
It would have been a big night.
Yeah.
We all just hung out and
come on, people. Someone has to be the first.
I know.
And then if there's a first, there's a second and a third. And
it is, it's a snowball.
Yeah.
We had a good night of just kind of sitting around, chatting, eating pizza and drinking at the club. It was fun. It ended up being a really good night. And it was good to be social in that kind
of way. Wait. Your first non-TV and pizza night at home, you went to the club and had pizza.
Honestly, I think you were gone for 13 nights and I am pretty sure I had pizza 10 days. Not necessarily for dinner. There was a couple of lunches. I had pizza. I had a lot of pizza while you were gone. And because pizza is my favorite food.
Right.
And I get good pizza, but I had other things, you know, during the day.
Like cereal for breakfast.
No. I did eat out a lot while you were gone because I'm lazy. I did cook. I made meatloaf, and then the next night I took the meatloaf, ground it up, and made shepherd's pie with mashed potatoes on top. It was good. Yeah. Anyway, but this isn't a recipe podcast. This is a swinger podcast. And then I fucked the meatloaf. Anyway,
I was waiting for that.
it's got a little bit of my special sauce. And then that Friday night was my first ever improv performance.
I know.
With my improv troupe. And that was great because I had a huge...
We had a lot of friends that came out.
Thank you to all the friends. And I think everybody who came out is also podcast listeners. You know, it was... You guys were really great and really supportive, and it made me feel really special to have such good friends there. I didn't even get to talk to everyone who was there, who came out to see it. But yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
So, our Manticore came. He was one of the people who came out and watched. And honestly, before I thought, all right, cool. You know, I'll do the performance and then I'll go out with a group. We'll have a single drink and then I'll go home because I'm going to be fucking exhausted because of all the like stress and nerves and whatnot. Because this was the first time I was on stage in 20 years. So we did the performance. After the interval, I was so like wound up and excited. That's when I started shaking, and it was all that adrenaline. And so saw the Manticore, and you know, instantly kind of gave him a big hug and kiss, and saw all the friends, and was talking to everybody who I could get to. And then we went to the bar and started talking, and then you know, a lot of the improv troupe know that I'm bi. But, you know, I honestly, I think most of them think you're a figment of my imagination because I talk about you, but they've only seen boys. So we got to the pub, and at this point, the Manticore was wearing my jacket because he was cold, and I didn't want him to be cold, and I was still all hopped up on adrenaline, I was hot.
Yeah.
And so there was something really sweet and romantic about giving him my jacket.
Wait, was it a leather jacket?
It was my leather jacket, not my Letterman jacket.
Okay.
I also have him wear my ring around his neck.
Uh-huh.
So we went to the bar and it was a great bar in Redfern, where again, everybody can feel comfortable and whatnot. And so there was a lot of cuddling and kissing at the bar and talking to people and it was great. So we had a lot of fun. And then he came back to our place and spent the night and that was fun. Cause by the time we got back here, we were both just kind of wasted. So it was good drunk sex, which is awesome. And that's a whole nother story. Boy on boy drunk sex is completely different than boy on girl drunk sex. but that's a whole nother podcast. So yeah, we, and then the next morning we woke up and it was just great, 'cause we just laid there and cuddled and talked, and he's so easy to talk to, and he's, yeah. Sigh, but it was sweet. And then, so we had brunch, and then he went off on his merry way, and, that was Saturday night, and that was the night of the party. So I had another friend who had a party, and went to his party. It was a big costume party. So I went as the album cover for, it was an Australian theme. You had to come as something Australian from your childhood. So I went as the album cover to Men at Work's Business as Usual. So I had, you know, a pair of your black tights on, mm-hmm. and then yellow fishnets over top of that, and then the album cover that I'd made. So we get to the party, or I get to the party because I went solo. Talked to other people. I knew a few of the people that were there, and was talking to some people. And as the night goes on, people get more drunk, whatever. And I was trying to stay relatively sober. I think I only had half a bottle of wine because mm-hmm. I was still reeling from the night before. And so in a circle of guys, all of them were gay but me, and there was maybe five of us in total. And at some point it came out that I was married and bi. I was married, and then it was like, well, how do you know, the host? I'm like, oh, well, he and I dated a bit. And he was like, well, wait, are you bi or are you straight or gay? And I'm like, well, I'm bi. And then it was this whole sort of debacle of, that's not real, and you know, you just haven't decided, and you know, it's just this kind of a railing against.
I hate that.
It was really frustrating, and it was just, it was
because
really,
you would think that being gay, that you wouldn't say that's not a thing to someone.
It's really funny to me how quickly and easily fringe communities will turn upon themselves,
mm-hmm.
When. In fact, I figure, you know, people in glass houses, you know, shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah.
But how quickly, you know, it was, and easily it was for him to say, oh, well, you're not what you say you are. You can't identify like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was really weird. It was kind of surreal. And it sort of took me aback and struck me. And I was sort of like, okay. And it was right then. It was about probably midnight at that point. I was like, that's it. I've got to get out of here. I'm going to drink or do something stupid and be, you know, just be pouty and angry. And that's not fun. So I was like, I'm just going to leave. So I went upstairs and got my stuff and left. And I was wearing the black, rather than put my jeans back on, I just kept the black tights and the fishnets on and had a black t-shirt on. And then I took the album cover off. And so walking to the train station, 'cause he lives deep in the city, walked to Central. I got to Central Station. And while going up the stairs, this group of, I don't know, three or four younglings, somewhere between 18 and 22,
mm-hmm.
Was walking upstairs. Of course, I'm wearing black tights and fishnets. And one of them just casually, as we were packing by, I was like, fag. I'm like, seriously? Like,
oh,
great. So within...
It's icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's like within an hour, I've got two communities, one of them not a fringe community, but two communities sort of attacking me. And it's just like, ugh. I was so frustrated at that point. And I got home and I was just like, I was depressed, but I was more angry. And I was like, grr. But, you know, in the end, there's not much you can do. I think that a lot of the negativity that, because we're seeing more and more negativity here in Sydney over the past few weeks, and it has to do with the plebiscite.
The
postal vote for the gay marriage. And so it brings it up in the focus. And then so you've got these douchebags and assholes who do nothing but cause problems for everyone else. So it's a small but unfortunately vocal community that's being problematic.
And, I some people may disagree with me, but I think because it is more of the plebiscite and the postal vote, I feel like it's a bit more polarizing for people than if it were simply the government making a decision.
If the government would just man up and make a real decision,
just
it wouldn't be a problem.
Just one way or the other, but I feel like this really polarizes people a lot more.
You would have issues, but when people you know, are given the opportunity to discuss something that should be not up for discussion. It should just be. But when people have that, you know, people have opinions, mm-hmm. and many of them are, they don't know how to express those opinions in a safe, non-insulting way.
Or how to listen to someone else who may have a differing opinion.
Yeah. So, So that was that night. And then I had a couple of dates one date with someone who I really like. And so, yeah, he and I went out and it was just platonic. We went to a great play, and I say platonic, there was a little bit of kissing. And we went to a great play and had one of those awkward moments where the play was kind of emotional for me, mm-hmm. because it was about a guy who was married and had a boyfriend, and it was just kind of a mess. At one point I put my hand on his leg because it was like really a stressful moment for me in the play. And then I realized, oh my God, we have not discussed if this is okay. So I took my hand back, and then later on I found out that he was bummed because I took my hand back. So that was sweet. And then we went to have drinks. It was great. Oh, mm-hmm. It was great.
Do you think you'll see him again?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yes. No questions.
Good.
There's no questions at all. In fact, I've already seen him once since then.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah.
And again, it was a wonderful, just kind of, we went out and had dinner and drinks and, you know, a couple of places, and then just kind of, yeah, just made out a little at the bar. It was great. Easy. comfortable. I went to OSS again on, the next Thursday night, because mm-hmm. it was Upskirt Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
How do they do the upskirt part?
Had a couple of really shiny, is it plexiglass maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember. Brushed vinyl? I don't know. It's like big squares of mirrored material
mm-hmm.
that was being adhered to the floor.
Oh,
so
cool.
As you walk over it, you know, you've got the mirror image. And it's a good mirror.
So ladies, if you go on Thursday, wear a skirt.
Yes, this coming Thursday, in fact, is Upskirt Thursday again. So,
and we're going to be there.
Yeah, we are going to be there. Yeah. So it'll be fun. that was fun. And then that you got back on that Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to rewind and tell your side, or do we want to go on from there?
Yeah, let's...
All right. So we'll pause there.
All right.
I think that's pretty much all I did.
Did you make it to the gay sauna at all?
I did not make... I know, right? And that was the thing. And so let me take a quick sidestep. The reason I didn't, and this is... I am not cheap, folks. Anybody who knows me knows I like to spend money. However, we've been trying this new budget thing where we each get a fixed amount of money
mm-hmm.
per month for fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The sauna is not expensive. I think it's like between $25 and $30. One day when I was going to go, I thought, well, I could go to the sauna or I could get a video game. So I spent the $70 to get the video game. I'm like, all right, well, that's 2 days I could have gone to the sauna now. So I need to really focus on this game. So I ended up playing the game like 3 or 4 days. And then I was going to get a massage with a happy ending. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, that's $150. Or I could save that money and do something else with it, like later on get another video game and still save $70.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how my fucking mind has been.
So what we see is that video games take priority.
Sadly, I did have one random Grindr hookup mm-hmm. on a late night when I was coming home and was feeling lonely. So I was just walking and Grindr popped up and he was like 40 meters away. So I stopped at his house, quick hookup, and then we leave. It was great.
Nice.
So that was easy. But yeah. That's basically...
That's awesome.
That was it.
That's awesome. So, yeah, for me, the first part of my trip, I was in Europe the whole time, but the first part, there was nothing.
You were in the middle of nowhere,
was in the middle of nowhere, yeah. I was in just this little place in Italy. There wasn't anything there. Yeah, but I was only there for a few days. So I was like, okay, this is fine. You know, just get through this and then move on from there. And the rest of the time I was in Amsterdam. So I was there for, I don't know, a week and change.
Because you got to Amsterdam on a Saturday.
I guess it was about a week. Because
I forget
so much of it is travel time too from Europe. Because I was like, I was gone for 2 weeks, but I was only there for 10 days. Forgetting that it's, I forget that it's like, you know, 2 days there, 2 days back, whatever.
Yeah.
Or at least calendar time. Not real time. It's weird. But yeah, so I was in Amsterdam, I guess, for about a week, roughly. And as soon as I got there, so I got there on Thursday, and as soon as I got there, I got on Tinder. And I don't really understand how Tinder finds your location, because it still thought I was in Italy, but then some people were showing up from the Netherlands, and it was this weird mix.
I never understand it either. Which, it's like it doesn't update fast enough.
Yeah.
Even if you tell it where you try to update.
Yeah, and it was weird because sometimes it was hard for me to tell where the person was. Some were very clear because of you know, if it had a university or something associated with it or whatever. Right. I could tell. Or if you read their profile, sometimes it would be clear as to where they were. So Thursday when I got there, I got on Tinder immediately and went through for a little bit, liked a bunch of people. And what I thought was interesting about that is that I have my Tinder set to both men and women. And there were a lot more women there than I think I've seen anywhere that we've traveled around. Certainly more than I see in Australia. More than, of course, where I was in Italy. But there were a lot of women on there. And most in their profile said something about either being bisexual or poly. And some of them said they were just looking for friends.
Right.
You know, which is fine. So different things. But it was still interesting to see that there were that many more women. So I went through and I liked a fair number of men and women. And didn't hear anything back until Sunday night. I was like, seriously? Like, the whole entire weekend? Come on, people. And I was on there several times throughout as well, just to see, you know, who else is around. And, you know, Friday and Saturday, went through and liked a few other people. And I sent messages as well, so it's not like I didn't do
that.
If you
matched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we matched, I sent a message. And so what happened, coincidentally, though, was that Ginger Tramp ended up in Netherlands at the same time.
That is such a mind kind of blown thing.
It is. It is. Because I had no idea that he was going there. I knew he was going to be, like, the next week around-ish, but or in Europe, but I didn't know that he was going to be in the Netherlands at that time. And just happened to see it, and I was like, hey, you know, do you want to meet up at some point? And so our plan initially was to meet up on the Sunday. But then we started talking about going to a swingers club. And so we're like, well, if we're going to go to a swingers club, they're open on Sunday. But Saturday might be a little more of a party kind of night, so maybe we should go then. And then there was some discussion back and forth because there was one swingers club that had been recommended by Lawrence at OSS. But they were an hour's drive outside of Amsterdam. So if we took a taxi or they had, I'm going to say car service, but basically it was a taxi company that they recommend using and whatever. So if we were to do that, it was, you know, 90, 95 euros there each way, plus the cost of entry to the club and the hour's drive. And I think he'd gotten into Europe later than I had. So I think he was still a little more on that jet lag kind of thing. Although a lot better, but still, it was just one of those, you know, do we really want to spend 2 hours in transit to go to a swingers club and everything else, you know, when we'd be just as happy to stay in Amsterdam itself?
Right.
And so we found another swingers club that was a little bit closer. It was a 20-minute drive out.
That's
so
not bad.
Yeah, so we were like, okay, that's not bad. Let's meet up for a cocktail, and we'll kind of discuss and see what we feel like, and maybe we can go there. And so we ended up finding this really nice cocktail bar that had been recommended to me by someone that I was working with there. And we met for a cocktail and sat at the bar. The bartender was really great. She was fantastic, made great drinks. She was personable, and you could tell that she really took pride in her work.
Yeah.
And, you know, she if a drink wasn't quite right, she would make it better, this, that, or the other, whatever. And there were a few people at the bar we chatted with a little here and there, but nothing too much. And so, you know, one cocktail led to two, et cetera, et cetera. And after, I think it was about the second cocktail, we had that discussion of, do you really want to go to the swingers club or do you not? And I really kind of wanted to, just to see how it was and to see how it was, you know, set up, how it was different, whatever. But then at the same time, we also knew it would be a different experience going together because we were not a couple per se. And so, you know, it would be a different experience than, say, if you and I went. And that's not a bad thing. But at the same time, we were very happy just to sit there and have cocktails.
Right.
And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right. Chat with each other and whatever. So we ended up doing that all night instead and then went back to my apartment where I was staying, which was pretty close to where the bar was. But it was just, you know, we were like all gung-ho to go to the swingers club, and then it was like, meh, we're going to get lazy and just stay here and drink instead.
That's awesome.
So, you know, we'll have to do swingers clubs in Amsterdam some other time, or in the Netherlands, I guess, because they're not really in Amsterdam. Yeah, so we'll have to do that another time, you and I. But so that was Saturday night, I guess.
You glossed over a lot of, like, you just randomly in passing said, yeah, so we went back to my apartment. And then, uh-huh. But we didn't go to the swingers club. Like,
we went back to my apartment. And, I think everybody out there knows that it,
or dot, can dot, figure. Dot.
Yeah, it didn't take very long at all. It was one of those, oh, let's have it, because I had some wine at my place and I was, or the apartment where I was staying, and I was like, oh, let's just have a glass of wine. And I think, I mean, we maybe had like half a glass or something before we ended up just making out on the couch for a little while, and clothes start coming off, and then we did eventually make our way to the bedroom. But I like sitting and making out on the couch. It's fun.
It's
nice. And yeah, I can straddle him and you just like kiss and grind and
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Dry humping. There's not enough said for dry humping. We should do that more often. Somebody we were talking about not too long ago was saying you should do that more often. I don't remember who it was, but it's a good plan.
It was fun. But yeah, then we eventually did make it back to the bedroom. And like I said, he stayed the night, so we fell asleep. And
how was sleeping with him?
Honestly,
not sex, like sleeping people. Just making sure.
Yeah, like snoozing.
Yes.
Like, yeah, deep sleep, REM.
REMing.
Yeah.
Is that a sex thing?
Yeah, it was good. I honestly don't think I ever really woke up at any point.
Yeah.
Yes, his sleeping style didn't bother me, which is odd now that you say that, because I don't really sleep with many people at all. I could probably count on one hand, other than husbands, people that I've slept with. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was...
I hadn't thought about that before. Mm.
Well, that was, you know, me as well, because, you know, sleeping with the manticore.
Yeah.
He slept very peacefully and it was quiet. Like, the only issue, this is not an issue, but the only issue that could have been an issue was he fell asleep on my side of the bed. But that's okay, because I'm right-handed, so right. I was, you know, yeah. That was ended up being better for us in the morning, for him in the morning.
Funny. Yeah, no, I didn't have any issues at all sleeping with Ginger Tramp. I don't recall waking up or, you know, being uncomfortable or, like, you know, temperature weirdness or blankets. I know nothing. Cool. Yeah, it was good. It was
that's
fine.
That's good, yeah.
And then, of course, woke up and had some morning sex before we went our separate ways.
As you should.
So, yes, you have to.
I know.
I mean, come on. If there's someone there in the morning, unless you really just don't remember anything. Well, like, no, even then, just, you know.
I love it. You know what? I brought you home for some reason.
Yeah,
Let's give this a go. You're a mess. I love it.
But yes, that was Saturday. That was a lot of fun. It was really nice just to sit and chat and whatever and...
Well, it's nice to be in the world that is not your world and then still have someone there that sort of ties you back to your reality.
True.
And, you know, that's really, you know, even the lady and I, when we've traveled together, we don't have sex, but it's that relationship that we're on each other's side. I know she's watching out for me. She knows I'm watching out for her.
True.
No matter what we're doing, you've got somebody who is on your side.
Yeah.
And it's really important and nice to have a teammate.
I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah.
But But yeah, so Sunday we went our separate ways. And like I said, Sunday evening I finally heard back from someone on Tinder. But at that, it was really late on Sunday night. And I had to work Monday, Tuesday, of course, the rest of the week. I had to work during the days. And I had work dinners as well that week. And so it was like, well, I don't have a free evening at this point now. You know, that's I did over the weekend, but not now. And an interesting, so it was a female that I heard back from on Sunday night. And then after I got back to Sydney, like just a couple days ago, I heard back from somebody else that I had messaged, you know, much, much later. But it was just interesting because, like, I actually sent out a fair number of messages. And I mean, I guess it's just there's just so many people and everybody has a life and you've got things going on. And I understand, but still, I was like, okay, somebody, come on.
And so I played with Tinder while you were gone as well. And I think I matched with maybe a small handful of people. Yeah. And the ones that I sent messages to, you never hear anything back from them.
Yeah. And it's funny because it seems to be kind of hit and miss. Is that sometimes, you know, you'll get a lot and there will be a lot of back and forth with different people. And then there's times like this where it's just kind of like
when you really want
radio
it,
silence.
Yeah, when you really want it, there's no one there.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was good. I actually did a fair bit of shopping in Amsterdam as well.
Yes, you did.
I went to a few lingerie places and found a couple pieces. There was one place that I found that had toys and things, I would say a bit like Max Black. They had a lot of toys and some things for like parties and stuff. And they had some kind of, I'm going to say, more basic lingerie in the main part of the store. But then there was this back room where they had latex and some leather goods and, you know, PVCs type stuff, different types. I don't know, whatever kinds of materials, like the wet look kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Real thin. So they had a lot of that stuff in their kind of the back section of the store. And so I went back there and it was, you know, oh, please ask before coming in here kind of thing. So I did. And they're like, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I found several pieces for me there. I found a couple for you. And that was really exciting because they're different styles, different brands. I know one was French, one was German, but they're different things than we can find in Australia.
Right.
And the prices weren't terrible.
The dresses that you got are stunning.
Yeah.
Like the one with the fringe across the ass, you know, it's
fantastic. And that one, there's been at least the ass picture on Twitter already.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had fringe across the ass and is open there and also fringe across the chest, but there is mesh behind the chest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a couple different things and that was a lot of fun because they had such a great selection and it was kind of one of those, I just want everything, but I couldn't bring everything home, but I did find a fair few pieces for us. That were just, again, different than what you can find here. And it's hard even to find things online necessarily and to know what sizes to order. Right. And you know, then it gets,
so it's nice to be able to try it on.
Yeah. Cause then that gets kind of chancy. So I was really happy to find that store and to go there and just kind of enjoyed the rest of my weekend in Amsterdam. The Fringe Festival was going on. So I went and saw a show there.
So not a lot of sexy stuff though.
No, not a lot of sexy stuff. Sadly, it was kind of slow on that front other than Ginger Tramp. So, yeah.
But then you came home on Friday.
Yes.
Early.
Yes.
And then within 24 hours, we'd had sex like...
Six times.
Maybe seven times. Yeah. So that was awesome.
And came in and I pounced on you.
Yeah, that was good.
Because I know this may sound odd to many people. But when you're sitting on an airplane like that, especially for a long period of time... I don't know if it's just the vibrations or what, but I always get really horny. And so as soon as I get off the plane, I'm like, I really, really want sex.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if anybody else is like that out there.
Who wants to stamp my passport?
But yeah, I got home and just pounced on you.
Yeah.
We had a lot of sex.
Then that was the last, that night, we went to the last... Hellfire to be held at Midnight Shift here in Sydney.
Yep.
Because Midnight Shift, sadly, is closing due to fucked up lockout laws. So we went there, got all dolled up. We got there, and they were to capacity.
Well, I contemplated going when they opened or like earlier kind of thing in the evening, but I decided, or I guess we decided that... we had some other stuff going on, and admittedly, I think I took like an hour and a half nap that afternoon, so that then I could stay up later and not, you know, be all sleepy from jet lag or anything. I wasn't sure how it would go, so I was like, well, I'd feel better if I take a nap. That way I know I can stay up late.
And we also stopped by our secret spot on the way just to say hi to everybody, because you hadn't seen everybody in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so we stopped by there and stayed longer than we expected, which then put us getting to midnight shift at 12:30, I think.
Actually, I think it was 11:30. I think it was earlier than we both when we thought it was.
Okay.
But it was later than we had hoped to be.
Okay. And they were at capacity, so they were directing everyone to the shift
lower bar.
Yeah, the shift bar downstairs, where they were like, you know, oh, just wait here, and basically as people leave, we'll let people up.
Which they didn't. I mean, which would have been hard for them to do anyway, to come in and find specific people. So we very quickly, I was like, I don't want to stay here. This is fucked up. Let's go back to OSS.
Yeah, because we had seen someone that we knew in that downstairs part. And he said that he had been there for like an hour and a half. And he was like, and he said, it's kind of fucked up, because he's like, these people got there after me and they're just now going up.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I'm going to go see what I can find out.
And then he disappeared.
Then
so we're like, all right, he went up.
Yeah.
So as we were leaving, we noticed a short little line there at the door. So there was a cute guy who was standing at the door. So
really cute
you
guy.
Started talking to him and he started talking to you. And then the next thing you know, the guy goes, okay, how many, is there two of you? Because he thought you two were together.
Yeah.
And the guy very nicely said, no, there's three of us. And the guy, the doorman, oh, you're busting my balls. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
And so we got to go up, because we were, you know, at the point we were getting ready to leave.
And we'd only been there
15 minutes,
yeah.
At tops.
Because we was just like, I'm not going to stand around for this. Yeah. Because, I mean, because especially at that rate, like if people were waiting that long, it's like, we're never going to get up there. And,
yeah. So we went upstairs and it was fucking packed.
As you'd imagine.
But it was good. It was, you know, we saw a few people that we knew, and that's always nice. It never ceases to amaze me how tight and small this community is. And it's, you know, to see people that you know in a bar that is literally packed shoulder to shoulder and run into people, and you're like, not just one or two people, but I think we ran into probably five or six people that we know. Actually, maybe even more than that, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
And
even one of them was, I'm going to say, a friend of a friend. She had been to OSS before with her friend, and so we had seen her there. I think was it a class or a pendulum party?
I think so,
She was there for something. I forget exactly what. But I know we'd sat down and talked to her for a while. She was a lovely girl. And but we saw her there, and again, it was just, you know, other people that we've seen around in the area,
in
different
the community.
Parties
yeah.
and things. And,
so that was kind of, it was nice to chat with them, and so we stayed around there for, I don't know, we had a couple of drinks, and
maybe
then it was
an
like...
I think you're right, we got there at 11:30 because Lonnie and Mark did a show, the Shibari thing show on stage at midnight, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And we
the people behind Studio Kink.
Yeah. And so we had started standing, we could see the stage, but then of course all these Amazon giants come and stand in front of me, and I was like, I can't fucking see anything. Let's just go get a drink at the bar, because there's no line.
Because there was no line at the bar. Like, sweet. But we, you know, occasionally we would try to stand on our tippy toes and see what was going on, and
catch little bits and pieces.
It was cool because he was doing a double suspension. Him, you know, suspending two ladies. That was fucking badass.
Yeah.
But we had a couple of more drinks, and then we were like, all right, let's call it a night. And
we're probably there for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe,
and I think we walked back down to OSS. Mm-hmm. But just to be, again, we weren't going to play. Mm-hmm. We were just being social. So we went down there, we're social for another hour or so, and then decided it was time to go home.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I love those nights where you get all dressed up and it's like, oh, it's going to be sexy. But then there's no real sex, because that's real. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. It's there's that tension, but without pressure.
Right.
And then the next day was a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Baby Doll's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to that. That was fun.
That was fun.
And it was all dressed up. So you got dressed up in your beautiful sparkly
gown.
Yeah,
it was more of a formal dress up, sort of
speakeasy
type thing. Yeah.
But we had both decided that we were going to get like dressed up to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this lovely...
my sparkle dress.
Sparkle dress. Yeah. You look like a bloody constellation in that, like a galaxy, because it's all these...
sequins and sparkles, and it's gorgeous, plunging neckline. Mm-hmm. And then I was in my tuxedo.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was a good party. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was good bar, good food, mm-hmm. lots of oysters.
Yeah.
Good people to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty kind of awesome weekend, even though you had flown in at 6 a.m. Somehow you didn't really get jet lagged.
No. It was a pretty packed weekend because we had a lot of stuff going on during the day as well. But I do pretty good on jet lag as far as the sleep schedule goes. What I find is it takes my stomach longer to reset, so I get hungry at weird times.
Yeah.
But the sleep I can generally do pretty good with.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was 2 weeks of not a lot of sexiness, and then we just like made up for it in one weekend. It's like, that's damn, right. We're gonna do it.
let's just keep having sex.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it was good. What else? Was there anything else that?
Well, more recently, and this kind of goes back to what you were saying with Hellfire, with Hellfire, you were talking about how we see a lot of people there that we know, either from Hellfire, from Red Heaven events, from OSS, different parties, even house parties
or
that we've
dates.
Been to.
Yeah,
dates that we've been on. So it is interesting how small that community can become. And recently, and I think it's highlighted just because recently we were at a comedy event. And we were there to see one person, ran into the partner of someone that you used to see, and that partner is seeing the person that we were there to see, and then
on stage.
And while we were talking to them, somebody else came up that knew you from the rally that was happened here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and one of the guys was kind of like,
the Vote Yes rally, by the way.
Yeah, the Vote Yes rally. And it was, and one of the guys was like, how does he know that? I was like, I have no idea, because I didn't know that person. I wasn't
in town
for that. Yeah,
because you didn't go to the, that's right. That was one of the things that I did. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because I was gone for that.
Yeah.
And it was just like this whole little collection of people that knew each other from all different areas and places. But it kind of shows how small the kink community, the swinging community, open poly relationship, it all kind of interweaves on some level.
It's very much a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
You know, be nice and do nice things. Because it was one of the things when we saw him, because we saw him pretty early and we're like, whoa, what is he doing here?
Yeah.
And then I just assumed that his partner was there and I didn't see him. I was like, mm-hmm. okay, well, this is weird. And then when...
And then afterwards, he was standing at the top of the stairs, and as I came up, I saw him, and I said hi to him, and he kind of did a double take, because he wasn't expecting me.
Yeah.
And he did a double take and was like, oh, hey, you know, and he was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. It's a funny...
Yeah.
It's a funny small world, and it does. It goes back to the be nice and do unto others kind of thing, because you never know who you're going to run into. Or how you're going to run into them.
Yeah.
Because that was a complete, where we were was a complete non sex, kink, mm-mm. poly community. It was a comedy. It was a comedy show.
Yeah. But it is interesting, you know, how interwoven the communities can become, even in a place as big as Sydney.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know, it's a huge population here, really. And if you think about, you know, those kinds of communities in smaller areas across the world, if you have a town of, say, 150,000 people or even 500,000 people, that's going to become even more interwoven.
Yeah.
And it is one of those, it is a cautionary tale, like you said, to be nice to people. You know, don't necessarily burn bridges, but I would say as well, be honest with people and be adult about things. So if something's not working out between you and someone, doesn't mean you have to stay with them or continue that relationship, but be honest about it. And on both sides, as the giver and the receiver of information, be able to accept that not everyone is going to be your cup of tea.
Yeah.
But you can still be nice about how the relationship ends.
Well, it's funny because I feel this person that we're talking about, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately he and I just sort of ended up ghosting one another.
Just
it was
drifted
one of those
apart.
We just slowly, ghosting one another. We just sort of drifted apart where our texts went from daily to every other daily to once a weekly and to suddenly not at all. And I think both of us were kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
But there was never that formal,
we're done.
Yeah, we're done. but it is interesting because I was just looking it up. So Sydney is a population as of 2014 of just under 5 million people.
Yeah.
And you think about randomly bumping into a partner's partner in 5 million people.
Yeah.
Wow. Mind blown. And to find out that there, he's seeing somebody who you know through another world. I don't know. I love it. It's stuff like that just gets me all excited because I love that kind of there's only coincidence but no coincidence kind of thing. It's great.
And it is exciting because I actually really liked this person.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And both guys were great guys.
I was going to say
all of them.
I was going to say most of the people that we meet in this lifestyle are. And it is kind of interesting then to see how your paths may cross not just once or twice, but just kind of, it doesn't mean that you have to start up that relationship again. It's just kind of, you know, oh, hey, I actually know that person and this is kind of weird. And
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's basically a wrap up of the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's funny talking about it. It seems like we did a lot more, but it didn't feel like I did that much.
It's been a busy little bit of time since I came back anyway.
Yeah, since you've been back, we've been
We've had a lot going on, I think, just about every night, different things.
But that's normal for us. Every night is something.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good.
But we're going to go on holiday, and you're going to get to relax.
Woohoo! I'm excited.
Yeah.
And we're going to podcast from holiday.
Yes, we are.
But that's in a couple of weeks, so keep your drawers on, folks.
Or not. I mean, come on.
Or take your drawers off. But if you're going to do that, start sending pictures. Do we have a question for this week?
Yes, we do.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you ready for it?
I'm no, but okay.
All right. So dazzle the question is that we were sent, have you ever recreated a steamy scene from a movie or TV show? And are there any scenes that you'd like to act out?
I feel like we've had this a discussion like this, or at least along this line, recently. Because we talked about the movie 9 1/2 Weeks, where they have sex in front of the refrigerator.
Was this a splashing thing?
Yeah, it's not exactly splashing, but it's a lot of heavy food play, and they're sitting in the light of a refrigerator. And in fact, since we talked about that, I bought the movie.
I need to watch it.
And we have it. We haven't watched it yet. I bought it on iTunes. We haven't watched it yet. So
so that's one you would like to act
that's
out.
That's one I would like to act out. I think that'd be kind of fun. It's really funny because sometimes I just shake my head at myself when I think these things. But now, because I'm becoming fucking old, the worst part is, like, it's wasting electricity. That's why you shouldn't have drank your tea. You almost sprayed tea across the microphone. I realized that. I saw that you were going to drink, and I was like, I need to speed this joke up. But no, it's the truth. I look at it, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to. That's such a waste of electricity. And you think about it now, because, like, modern refrigerators like ours, if the door stays open, you start getting the ding, 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 ding. Nobody wants to fuck to that.
Okay, however, refrigerators are more efficient now, so you're not going to waste that much electricity. And you can turn off the buzzing alarm.
What about the change in temperature and the risk of foodborne illness?
It's minimal and challenge your immune system.
So, yeah, I take the fun out of
fucking fun. Or empty the refrigerator of all the food beforehand.
Well, that sounds like an absolute mess.
No, just eat it over the course of a week or so.
So there's that. Have I ever done... I don't think I've ever actually...
What about, what's the one from True Lies? Was it True Lies?
Oh my God, where Jamie Lee Curtis is. I still love, actually, the scene itself is great, but the build up to that scene where she's in the hallway and she looks at her hair and she takes the water out of the vase. I'll never forget that. We need to watch that movie again.
Have you ever done that? Or had a partner do that?
I have wet my hair because it was kind of a mess and I was trying to, you know, make it look attractive before I went to somebody's hotel room. I did not use something that was outside the hotel room. I was in my own room.
Okay.
I looked at myself. I was like, oh my God, I'm a mess. And I kind of just quickly wet my hair and went on.
Did you do her little sexy dance and everything for
your partner? I don't do sexy dances.
Okay.
Yes. No. And I don't think, it's funny because my brain doesn't really work like that, I don't think. I don't see things in movies and go, oh, I'd like to do that. Because I know that in real life, none of them end up as awesome as the movie. Yeah. Reality is never as exciting
There's no one directing it. And,
reality is never as exciting as fantasy. And I think movies and things are better in that fantasy realm. How about you?
That I can think of, I would say no. I don't think I ever really have. I'm trying to think if there's any scenes that I would like to act out, and nothing really comes to mind. I'm sure there could be something that as I'm watching it that I would think, ooh, that's hot, but to actually make note of it to then follow through with it, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
I know that with a previous partner, we have watched porn together and acted it out as it goes along kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we've done that, but not like movie or TV or... I can't really think of anything. Well, it sounds boring, but...
I know. I think the same thing, and yeah. I feel kind of bad. I'm like, I should be want to do this, but it just doesn't, like I said, it a lot of things, and I think for me, and this is going to sound really conceited, but I think, you know, our sex life is varied enough mm-hmm. and exciting enough that I see things on movies and go, well, we've either already done something similar to that, or, you know, so, 'cause I think there's, of course, scenes where people have sex in an elevator. Mm-hmm. You know, we've never had sex in an elevator, and I think to myself, oh, that'd be fun. But then I realize that, you know, most elevators nowadays have a camera in them.
Yeah.
You can't, it's not like the old elevators where you can just easily hit the stop button and it stops, because, you know, I know a lot of them, if you hit stop, an alarm goes mm-hmm. off, and then just, you know, people yeah. are now coming to save you.
And they're also fast enough that you're not going to get up or down in
yeah,
enough
exactly.
time.
It's like you can go from the first floor to the 100th floor and have just enough time to whip your junk out.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Logistics get to be hard here.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's yeah. that. Yeah. You know, I've made out in alleys because, you know, that's another big movie thing is sex in an alley, or, you know, you leave a bar and you have sex in the alley or whatever. And I've done the making out in an alley before mm-hmm. Next to dumpsters, which in the movies, that's wow, that's look at they're sexy. They're having sex in an alley. But in reality, you're like, oh, my God,
I smell
you know,
like trash.
I'm right next to this dumpster. And of course, it's next to a sushi restaurant. So yeah. it smells like ugh. Yeah. So that's not arousing, you know.
So maybe what we need to do is to have our Twitter followers send us a scene that they would like to see acted out. Something that we can realistically do, not, mm-hmm. you know, like the elevator thing or whatever, but something we could realistically do, and we can act it out and post that.
Are we going to video it?
Maybe. Yeah.
I love it. Your eyes yeah. are getting all sparkly. This is so unlike you. I love this. You're a new woman all of a sudden. All right, there you go. Twitter followers. If you or Facebook or whoever.
Whoever, yeah. Podcast listeners.
Listeners, there you go. We're gonna subtract anybody who's not on Twitter. No. If you've got a movie that you'd like to see us act out.
A scene.
Like, yeah, a whole
or
movie.
TV scene.
If you have a whole movie that you want to see us act out, because we're going to get things like, oh, please do Finding Dory. no, like a sex scene in a movie that you'd like us to act out.
Or a TV show.
Or a TV show, yeah. Send us your suggestions and...
we'll see what we get.
We'll see what we get, and we may actually film it and put it up somewhere.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that anyway. I don't know if anybody would actually watch us having
sex.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
Yeah, so there you go.
It probably won't be as exciting as you hope for, but yeah, we can give it a go.
We'll fucking try.
We'll have fun anyway.
Why not? It's just great. We're going to get to see some...
I know, it's going to be terrible.
No
I'm
stupid
scared.
Movies, people. No stupid movies.
I'm scared. But it's okay. It'll still be fun.
I'm just like, I'm not doing anything from American Pie.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Just going to put that right out there. I hated those movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so let's wrap that. I think we can wrap it up. So if you want to send us your suggestions, questions, comments, and or rude remarks, you can email us. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can find us on the Twitterverse at By the Bad Podcast and on Facebook at By the Bad Podcast. Yeah, that's basically it. I will retweet and put on Facebook the Kick group if you want to join that. We're looking at starting a Facebook group in the here not too distant future. I'm trying to figure out still what the best way to do that to get people together to communicate and talk to one another about you know, their own issues, and they're looking for advice and whatnot. So, yeah.
Just be part of a community.
Yeah, be part of a community. We look forward to hearing from y'all, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.